Hey, Mick's here. Happy solstice, Mick.
That's right.
Mick is from Montague Webworks, right here based in Greenfield, and stops by on Tuesday mornings. We go online with a new website of the week. Where are we going, Mick?
This week we're doing another Christmas-related one, as we do every year at this time.
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho. The Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
know about that.
You do. Well, the website is elfontheshelf.com.
Okay, elfontheshelf.com. And what do they put at their website?
They've got a lot of stuff. First of all, I didn't know this. I mean, it's sort of a new tradition, and somehow it passed me by. And, you know, I started seeing on Facebook years ago people taking photos and putting it up and going, there it is. I'm like, what is this?
Right, you know? the elf that appears at their house.
That
sure.
appears at their house and yeah. goes up on the shelf. And
we have an elf at our house.
You
his
do.
Name, his name is Alfie.
Alfie.
Yeah.
So you adopted him.
Yes, yes, we did. And you know, he arrives shortly after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And he stays until Christmas uh-huh. Eve. And
does he
pops
move
up
around your house?
He moves around the house, yes.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
does. He goes, and then he comes back. And magical guy, let me tell you.
So he watches your children and reports back to Santa.
He certainly does.
Yeah. yeah
oh,
yeah.
yes, yes.
So
whether he has something good to say or something bad to say, Mick.
Oh, no. Does it work?
I was thinking about inviting an elf to sit here in the Bear Country Studios.
You can put it right up over there by the speakers.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So the Elf on the Shelf, they have a section for kids, they have a section for parents.
It's a nice story. And there's an Elf on the Shelf Christmas special that's on TV every year, too.
Okay.
It's a nice story.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it came with the book, Your Elf.
Yes.
Or you have a book.
We have the book,
and
too.
And the elf just magically appeared one day in your house.
Exactly. Yeah, Elfie magically appeared.
And you adopted him.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Gave him the name Elfie.
I don't have an elf in my house. Well, I guess I don't have young kids in my house. So.
Well, I think you should invite one next year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll adopt a young kid just to see. Maybe we'll call ours Freddy if he appears.
Well, that's your choice. I mean, that's the whole beauty about Elf on the Shelf is that you name your elf.
Right, right. Okay. And then you can, on the website, you can register your adopted elf
mm-hmm.
and, you know, do some stuff and you can...
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can buy him clothing. They have, like, you know, jackets that you can buy
apparel.
For him or her. Apparel. Oh. Right, right. Elf apparel.
Nice. Very good.
And there are games. And there's an app. So there's all kinds of stuff.
You can, oh, I'm going to have to check out the Elf on the Shelf app.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, when you go there, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. So it's pretty cool.
Montague Webworks and the Montague Webworks website of the week. Mick is about to get super busy. As you do, you know, this time of year, as we head into the new year, people take a look at their websites and say, you know, that's not going to work in 2016.
That's right. It's time for a fresh look for the new year and, you know, bring step your game up a little bit in terms of staying in touch with your customers and getting their information when they come to your website. So it's all good for you.
Now, over at the 30% off store, Mick's company, Montague Webworks, is represented. You can get a $100 gift certificate for only $70 for the services at Montague Webworks, like creating that new website or giving it a little refresher.
That's right. And it becomes a little bit cheaper, and it all works out for everybody.
Very good. Yeah, save a lot of money by refurbishing your website by using the 30% off store over at bear953.com. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
Nick.
To you.
I'll see you in the new year, okay?
Yes, you will. See you next year.
Next year. Sounds good. 8 o'clock.